Come in.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
All right, yeah. Oh, yes. You guys know what that sound means. It is time for another edition of Young Persons Radio right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I am your host, Colby Smith. This, as you all know, I'm sure, is the only program on the air where you, the listener, are guaranteed to be cooler than the host, and that is me. I'm going to be up front with you guys. Welcome to all our new listeners. You have met someone immediately that you are cooler than. This is our first live show of the day here on Radio Free Brooklyn, kicking off 13 straight hours of talk shows here on Radio Free Brooklyn this Sunday and every Sunday, continuing after us with Points of Order, the only sports talk show you should be listening to. I think it's only a matter of time before Bill Simmons is like, get these guys on the Ringer Network, and they get absconded from this station. But then they'll be like, no, I would never leave Radio Free Brooklyn. This place is great. We have a great show for you today to kick off your morning here. Nathan Yaffe is here. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. I'm excited about that. We lost an hour last night, guys. Do you know this? We sprang forward. No, you're not on. I guess this is my way of just like being the alpha to the guest. It's like, hey, talking to the microphone. Gotcha. Oh boy, I wanna thank everybody who called in last week during our special. There was no guest last week. It was our first time doing that, trying that out, and I think it went really well. So thanks to everybody who called in. I was excited to hear from everybody, and we'll do that again at some point in the future. I can't say when exactly, but we will do that again. I also I got a little too cocky last week, and I hinted toward the possibility of having someone from the New York Landmarks Conservancy on the program, and we have been in touch, and I just want to squash that dream right now. So for those of you who don't know, since the beginning of the year, I have launched a campaign to get myself declared a living landmark for the city of New York, which is a thing that you can do, apparently. Apparently this is real. I've given you updates every week. I've stated my case for why that is, and I tweeted at them, seeing if someone would want to come on to the show, and a bunch of people favorited it, which I, again, thank you for. And we're emailing back and forth, and we're emailing, and then I just stop hearing from them, and then I get the, we've decided to hold off on an interview for now, but you can check back later on. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. That's a setback in my quest for sure to be a living landmark that, can't even deign to come to Brooklyn for this thing. I even said, just you there's a special number you can call in. We'll talk for 10 minutes. It'll be very respectful, I promise. And it's okay. So I guess the New York Landmarks Conservancy is now the villain of the show. It took them mere months. It went from January 8th till whatever day I got the email this week. Just over 2 months. Now they're the villain of the show. So if anything bad happens, I'm going to be blaming it on the New York Landmarks Conservancy from now on. What else is going on? I did do a cool thing this week. I watched The Love Witch. It's Anna Biller movie. It was great. It was really good. There's no joke to this. Everybody check that movie out. It's great. We are going to take a quick musical break and then be back in a moment with Nathan Yaffe. Song might as well be about me, like a Texas lizard on blast. Welcome back to Young Persons Radio. This is your host, Colby Smith, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here till 11 o'clock. I want to remind everybody, the Radio Free Brooklyn survives completely on donations from listeners such as yourselves. We don't try and sell you stuff. We don't run any ads here. We are completely independent, so if you feel like supporting the station, if you like what you're hearing and you want to know how you can keep it going, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. Or if you want to sponsor this show in particular, which helps us go with all of the administrative costs and that sort of thing, you can go to rfb.nyc/YPR and click on the link at the bottom of the page near our archives that says sponsor this show. That's rfb.nyc/YPR. And I also want to remind everybody, as I do every week, that our great partner, Secondhand Records, is located right above us here at Radio Free Brooklyn. They are at 1345 DeKalb Avenue, which is just near the Central Avenue stop on the M train and about a 10-minute walk from the DeKalb Avenue stop on the L train. So swing on by. They got a great selection. They got great prices. They're a great partner. I usually do a holiday plug now, but I think I don't know what the next holiday is that you could even remotely buy a gift for. Easter? They make great Easter gifts. Let's say it's an Easter gift. Secondhand Records, swing on by. They open at noon today and will be open until 8 p.m. tonight. Now, my guest today is a writer and illustrator at College Humor and the co-host of their very popular YouTube show, Drawfy. He is also the co-host of the podcast, What Should We Draw?, which you can find on the HeadGum Network. And he's also just one of the best dudes. We have known each other. We've been doing comedy in some form or other for almost 6 years at this point together. And his name is, of course, Nathan Yaffe.
Hello.
Good morning, Nathan.
I'm on the mic now.
You're on now. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's my fault because I listen to the show. Uh-huh. I know you pose questions directly to the audience as if you're chatting them up. It's just you looked at me and I melted. I forgot where I was, what I was doing, and I thought, oh, Colby's talking to me. I should respond, even though I knew you hadn't brought me in yet.
Yeah, you are a professional at this. You're on the mic all the time.
I'm on a mic more times than not, yeah.
You should know.
I should know. I should know these things. Well, I use the power of editing normally.
Yes.
This is live.
Yes.
So, woo! Yeah.
I should also mention to everybody out there that me and Nathan are going to talk about Drawfy. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But if you want to call in and join at any point, the studio phone number is 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C.
WAVY-C.
I give Pat Wise credit for that every week, and this week is no different. Now, Nathan.
Yeah.
I mentioned some of your credits earlier.
Yes.
You've been doing Drawfy for how long now?
Oh, boy. I should have remembered. Let's see. 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 3 years.
Okay.
It might be more than that.
And it's on
YouTube.com/Drawfy. Yes. We also have a Facebook page.
Good.
Yeah.
And a Twitter.
And a Twitter.
There's an Instagram,
and
right?
A Twitch.
Yes.
I'm gonna be live on Twitch later today,
mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Eastern time, if all goes according to plan.
And in case anybody doesn't know, you sort of take suggestions from listeners about what you guys should draw.
We take dumb ideas,
yes.
And we make even dumber drawings.
There you go. That's the tagline.
That's the tagline we came up with when we first started it, and we haven't bothered to change it.
And it started with Caldwell Tanner.
Caldwell Tanner.
Who you still co-host What Should We Draw With, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's on Drawfee when he can be. He's mm-hmm. he's a busy boy out in L.A. working for Disney.
Oh.
But he still finds time for Drawfee, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because he's a very funny, good draw boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So What Should We Draw is not, it's not really like, it's not connected to Drawfee officially.
Yeah. I mean, we're using our personalities.
Yes.
I imagine there is some overlap
uh-huh.
in the fans
mm-hmm.
of both.
Yeah.
But it's a separate, because one is drawing while talking, while the other mm-hmm. one is talking and then drawing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
It's a different...
So any preference that people have for the order, they have it.
You have... it's just the only one we don't have is drawing and then talking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. There's a big, it's a big world out there.
Yeah.
Now Nathan.
Yes, Colby. Colby, you look so in your element right now.
Oh,
and
good.
It's very comforting.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you feel safe with me.
I'm in this room full of so many wires, and if you weren't here, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I know what everything does in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I built the studio myself.
You could, I would believe you.
But if I say it, it just becomes true.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. No, it was constructed by Tom Tenney and Rob Pritchard, who I thank every day for the opportunity to do this show. Now then,
yeah.
Nathan,
yeah.
You and I, you perhaps slightly more so than me,
okay.
are big fans of Pokemon.
Oh, yes. Love, I gotta catch them all.
Do you to the point where we battled recently?
We did a battle. We did a bus battle.
We were both playing through the original. I'm playing through Pokemon Blue. You also have Blue.
I got Blue as well,
which you can download, you know, for a small fee on if you have a 3DS.
Yeah, on the Nintendo
from the
store.
Nintendo store. And you stomped me.
If you want to take a little walk down memory lane, I did. Yes, I. Well, it was sort of we were on a trip. We were
yes.
on a trip for our improv team was mm-hmm. performing in North Carolina, and I set this goal for myself to be able to battle you once by the end of the trip. So I was, rather than, you know, taking in the sights and being sociable in North Carolina, any downtime I had, I was trying to get my team up to be comparable levels to your team.
Uh-huh.
And finally, on the bus ride back, we had our battle. And I won.
Pretty handily.
Pretty handily. I wasn't good, but yeah, pretty.
And we should just say for people, we were in North Carolina for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It took you 2 days to get to this point, to defeat me so easily.
Yeah, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, this is the trip. I talked about this trip a couple weeks ago on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the musical improv team that condescended.
Oh,
me.
Yeah, you...
They're a bigger villain for the show. Listen, New York Landmarks Conservancy, I'm at least willing to talk to you again in the future, but these guys, no chance.
I think New York Landmarks Conservancy is going to be one of those villains that turns into a friend.
I think so, too.
I think that this is their first, because they can't just give it to you. You have to earn it.
Exactly.
This is your first setback on your journey, hero's journey.
Yeah, and if I prove, this is a test is what it is. If I prove my perseverance, they're going to be like, come.
Yeah, they're
come over.
You've caught their attention, and this is what they tell everyone. They see who gives up and who keeps striving, because you can't. You know, everyone's trying to be a living landmark.
But yeah,
only a select few make it into the club.
It's true. Yeah, I think it's you know what if I want a faster rate, what I have to do is open a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of restaurant tours in the living landmark roster.
Well, if you want a name for your restaurant, you open it up. Right on DeKalb Avenue. You call it DeKolb's. Colby lives off of the DeKalb Avenue L stop.
Yeah, very near here.
And so in my head, I think of it as the DeKalb stop.
The DeKalb stop, yeah.
That's just a little bit of trivia about me.
I didn't know that about you.
I think that I also, whenever I go to Bedford Avenue, I think in my head Robert Redford Avenue.
Oh.
I don't know why. But,
you a big Robert Redford fan?
Not particularly.
You see All the President's Men?
I did see All the President's Men in a 10th grade journalism class.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get everybody, all the kids excited about busting up the White House.
Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon's on a lot of people's mind these days.
Sure.
But I don't want to talk too much about that. This is a fun family show.
Yes.
So
Nixon is NSFW.
Were you... Yes.
None of that Nixon talk.
Were you... again, the number is 718-928-9732 if you want to call in. That's 718-928-9732. Were you... I assume you were a fan of the Pokemon anime when you were growing up.
Yes. Yes, I did. I would get... My Saturday mornings were fully blocked out.
Mm-hmm.
I would wake up super early, start with one Saturday morning, switch over to Kids WB. This is, you know, growing up without cable, I can only get my cartoon fix on Saturday mornings and to a lesser extent, Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
And so I would, on weekends when I had like a soccer game or something, I would get my dad to tape the Pokemon episodes.
Yeah.
On VHS tapes, because that's how you recorded things. It never occurred to me that they would all be available online someday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a brief period where Pokemon was on at 9 o'clock on Cartoon Network.
Oh, okay.
And 9 o'clock at night, which is, I was supposed to be asleep by that point. But I figured out somehow that the VCR... would record the channel that it was on, even if the TV itself was off.
Oh, that's a good feature.
And so I would tape the episodes and then watch them during the day, like a day later.
Wow.
Secretly.
A secret recording.
Yeah. The secret tapes.
See, I would just get my dad to do it for me. Speaking of Pokemon, I last night beat the Elite Four.
Okay.
The Pokemon League in that same game that I started over the weekend.
I only just got to Cinnabar Island.
Oh, yesterday. That's a fun part. That's a fun part. You're gonna like it.
I went to the mansion and got the secret key for the gym.
Yeah,
Nathan. This isn't about how slow I am at video games.
You told me you were taking your time with it. And I like a good leisurely run through a video game.
It's really
too.
Just like any time I have like a lot of time to kill.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, well, I'm gonna sit in my... Anyway.
Any game can be an open world RPG if you treat it like it.
So here's what I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Pokemon 2000, or no, Pokemon the Movie 2000?
Of course I remember, but the best Pokemon movie that I saw.
I could not agree more. I saw the first five.
I saw the first three.
Okay.
Three was my limit.
Oh, a caller.
We got a caller.
Yes. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, Colby.
Oh, he's back. He's back. Tim, how dare you? How dare... This is Tim Keck, everybody. For anybody who doesn't know, Tim Keck was my most loyal listener. Until he missed last week.
Oh, wow. When you needed him most.
When I needed him most, yeah.
Oh, no. I feel like you really set me up last week, too. No guess.
We could have... Yeah.
Tim calls in regularly. This is your show. This is your one chance to shine.
Yep.
If you've never actually been invited into the studio, but you still want to support Colby in some small way, this is your chance.
That's exactly right.
I was sleepy, Colby.
Oh, okay.
Sorry I was sleepy.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I listened in syndication.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry the show is so early, Tim.
Honestly,
a Sunday.
If I'm honest with you, I only listen to shows with guests anyway. That really freaked me out. WTF.
WTF, yeah.
Anna What's-Her-Face's podcast.
Anna Sale, Death, Sex, and Money?
Podcast.
Are you listing shows that have guests?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
most of them.
You made it weird.
That's as far as I could get.
Yeah.
That's another one.
This American Life, not a guest.
Not a guest show.
No. This American Life.
Don't listen to it. Freakonomics, no guest would never listen to it.
But one would say we had, you know, five, six, or seven guests last week.
Mm.
Ooh.
Because of all the people
I
who called.
Could say that. Yeah, a shoddy half-assed show would say something.
Oh,
like that.
Wow. I get it. Yeah, boy, Tim, you're really making the case for yourself. I built you up as my most loyal caller right before this.
I'm so sorry. I'm really beating myself up about missing it. I feel like I let you down. I feel like I let the people down. I broke the streak. My nemesis Marta is like beating me again.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
her
you
army
know.
Of pigeons and squirrels are gonna. He's knocking on my door any second and taking me away.
Well, I appreciate you apologizing publicly, Tim.
Yeah, I don't want to make a public. I apologize to you in private.
I'll help you write this. Craft the statement.
I need a print.
We're gonna put it out. We're gonna put it out on PR Newswire.
Yeah, I'll start working drafting up a written statement.
I wonder how much that would cost. Is that a
sign off on it?
What I wonder how much it costs to put a press release up on PR Newswire that's like Tim Keck apologizes. I'm gonna look into this, Tim. If it's reasonable enough to do as a bit, I will do it.
Yes, you mean I'll do it.
Well, yeah, we'll do it together.
Yeah, we can work on this.
Tim, anything?
I'm open to apologizing more publicly.
Good, good. I appreciate it. You up to anything else? Anything else you want to say?
Oh man, no. Really, nah, I should. I don't have a lot going on.
If the hang up button was anywhere close to where I'm sitting, I would have just hung up after you said no.
Yeah, block his hand, Nathan. Block his hand. Don't let him out. Box him out. Hey, I have a Pokemon question.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Do you play Pokemon?
I'd like to do. Of course I play Pokemon. Everybody played Pokemon.
I know some
Everybody
people who didn't.
To the show right now played Pokemon.
All right.
Pretty much say that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. What's your question?
The internet. Oh, okay. My question is, so the two things that I like to do that I always felt badass about were finding Mew and missing No.
Oh, okay. Breaking the game a little
Not
bit.
Not a question.
Yeah.
Just a statement. Are those those are things, right? Like that. How does that happen?
Missing No is
are those real things?
Yeah, Missing No is like a game glitch that you can make happen. I did that in one of my games. It's a way to get infinite items. Mm. You can get infinite Master Balls and infinite rare candies and whatnot. And then Mew, I think you need some sort of they gave them out at events, and then also you could get them if you used like a Game Shark or some sort of cheat software.
There was also a thing
you, like moved a van next to the boat.
Maybe
there was the thing
was just hanging out in this van.
There was a really like
it's the van Pokemon.
Mew's driving the van around,
sketching around in the back of a van, and if you were strong enough, you could throw the van over.
Yeah,
and Mew would be there.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. Yeah,
you use strength. Teach a Pokemon strength. Have it knock over a van.
Yeah.
And Mew flies out from under the van.
And it's like, hey, what are you doing? I was in there. That's how I imagine Mew talks.
Mew's like a character in Dog Day Afternoon.
Good old Mew.
I have a missing no story because I did it. I got the infinite rare candies, and then I got my whole team up to level 100, and then I felt this hollowness, this emptiness, because it didn't feel earned.
Yeah,
and I think because I was a young child when I did this.
Yeah,
and I think it stuck with me. It felt very unsatisfying to look at all these level 100 Pokemon and know that
what have I wrought?
Yeah,
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 yeah.
So that's
it. Feels empty.
And from that point on, you were like, from now on, Nathan Yaffe pays his dues.
Yeah, from now on, I said, missing no.
No more shortcuts.
to drugs, I say man. Missing no.
Missing no.
Tim, thank you so much for calling. I'm glad you're back, buddy.
Oh, anytime.
Thank All right, you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye, Tim.
I love you guys. Bye. Tim out.
Tim out.
What a delight.
I'm going to figure out how to do that press release.
You gotta.
So, anyway,
You know, when life closes a door, it opens a window.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's the, yeah.
Do you remember Pokemon the movie 2000?
Yes.
The legend that goes something like this.
Disturb not the harmony of fire, ice, or lightning, lest these titans wreak destruction upon the world in which they clash. Though the guardian of the sea shall arise to quell the fighting, alone its song will fail. Thus the earth shall turn to ash.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
You know what I think would be way better than
okay.
that?
What?
Is if those exact words were sung by the B-52s.
What?
So apparently,
what are we doing?
The B-52s recorded a song for Pokemon the movie 2000, the soundtrack.
Hey, it's a paycheck.
Called The Chosen One.
Because it's a double, it's because the world will turn to ash is a very, it's apocalyptic, but also the main character's name
is Ash.
So they turn to him to save them. It's a good movie. It's... Here's
when
the thing.
I find myself in times of trouble, Ash comes to me.
Yeah, they couldn't get the Beatles to do...
yeah.
They were just going down the list alphabetically
and yeah.
so they got...
They tried
the,
ABBA.
ABBA.
Mm-hmm. ABBA was like, we're not a band
it's
anymore.
It's like, will you change your name to Abra?
Hey, there we go.
For the...
And then they were like, well, A's out.
Mm-hmm. It's the only A band.
And then they were like, well, the first one here is B dash.
Yeah.
52. So let's try them. Let's and they were them. Like, sure. I'll sing about your Pokemon.
How much? Okay. Yeah. Why not?
You mean you want us, you want to pay us any money?
You already wrote the lyrics? Sure.
So what's this movie about? Well, there's this legend, perfect.
I think that legend perfectly sums it up. I think
what's his name? Tom? What? Not Tom Snyder. D.
Snyder.
But Fred Schneider.
Sure.
Fred Schneider of the B-52s.
Colby, you know so much more about music than I do. I feel like
literally every week I talk about how I know nothing about music.
Okay, well, but I think you do,
this
and
is
I
the
think
biggest
you still
compliment.
Know. I think you still know more than I do.
Okay, well, I feel great now.
All that
I feel incredible.
All that knowledge has been taken up by Poke Facts.
Poke Facts.
I used to know about like actual animals,
uh-huh.
and then in I guess third grade,
uh-huh.
All of that brain space started getting siphoned off.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and it never went back to. Useful knowledge. It's more and more Pokemon.
So second grade Nathan was like a real
real nerd
biologist.
Yeah. Yeah. Public school really, really beat that scientific curiosity out of me. And now I do comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we are all these years later.
Yeah.
On the radio. 718-928-9732 is our number. 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C.
WAVY-C.
WAVY-C.
Catch the wave.
What are some other bands who you'd like to see do songs about Pokemon?
Other bands that I'd like to see do songs about Pokemon. Now you're just going to know what... I'd like a CRJ, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh!
I think she could make a banger.
That is
about some
a
Pokemon.
Great idea. That is a great idea. Imagine if Carly Rae Jepsen's next album... It's not even one song about Pokemon. It's 10 songs.
It's a concept album.
Like, it looks like, you know, because Emotion was her last album,
mm-hmm.
and that was really great. And it has, like, a similar cover where it's, like, a dark background, and it's, like, her alone.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the songs are about Pokemon.
Yeah, it's just that same cover, but, like, some Pokemon stickers just, like, all over the dark background.
And there are a bunch of stickers inside the vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, as a giveaway.
You gotta give out the stickers.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, she could just do covers of all of the songs from, like, the Pokemon Karaoke-mon that they would do at the end after they finished the Poke-Rap.
Oh, yes. See, I was going to talk to you about this also, is one of the things that I remember so vividly about that period was having the soundtrack. The Pokemon, the number two, the letter B, Master album. Do you know about, is this familiar to
was
you?
Was this the soundtrack from the first movie?
No, no, it was from the show. It was it was like the theme song and then just like a bunch of 90s pop songs.
Okay.
Like just about Pokemon.
Yeah.
The full Poke-Rap.
I saw Pokemon live as a child.
What was that?
It's a bad live show with people in costumes and puppets. And it's it takes place after the first movie, but before the second movie, in terms of the timeline.
Oh my god!
And
is it canon?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, because I think Misty like professes her love for Ash in it.
That's happening a lot in stuff that's not canon.
Yeah, it really feels like a fanfic.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a similar thing when I was a child, but not for Pokemon. It was for Rugrats. It was the Rugrats live,
ooh,
and it was like people in costumes with like big heads, all like walking around. And most of it was like lines from the show, just like playing over the audio as people just like waltzed around the stage.
Well, that's fun.
But they made Grandpa like the straight man, I guess, or the character like forcing a new story around these old lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had like a voice actor doing Grandpa there, and it sounded nothing like Grandpa.
Oh no!
And that's
got to be real
like,
jarring for a child.
That's when I was like, I don't know. Which, like, listen, I get it. My parents were probably just like, "Oh, the kid likes Rugrats. Let's take him to Rugrats.
Let's take him to Rugrats. He won't know. He's dumb."
And I didn't like it. I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. I for the Pokemon show, the Pokemon were people in costumes, but then the actual human characters were actors, and so none of them sounded like, especially Ash,
because
I think that performer had gone through puberty, and Ash,
does that. Ash was played by a woman.
Yeah, is still
Veronica
still is,
something.
Still is, I think.
Is it the same one?
I don't know. I met a person who did an Ash.
Really?
Voice. Yeah.
Okay, tell me this story.
It was at a show at Videology, and
in Williamsburg,
and a guy I know from College Humor was doing Jeff Bridges' character.
Okay,
on the show he does Josh Rubin does a bunch of great voices, great characters, and he's friends with this woman, and I was talking with her. And she said, "Yeah, I do a voice on a TV show." And I said, "Oh, that's cool." And then I didn't put it together that she was Ash on Pokemon.
Oh my god! Until like after?
Until well, like at the very end of our interaction, and I was like, "What?"
That is. Was she cool about it?
She was very cool.
Okay.
About it.
Okay. Yeah. I guess that's the luxury of being a voice actress. You don't get recognized really.
Yeah. I took a 201, improv 201 with a person who did the voice of Nurse Joy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This should be your podcast.
Just
is interviewing
I don't know what I have not kept in touch with. I don't think I even have the Ash person's
interviewing
information.
The voice actors.
Yeah.
They could be short, they could be like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know.
I wish I brought someone to take notes on this.
I
want to be good.
Yeah, I know. I got to write down that thing about the press release.
Write it down so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your little notepad right there. Oh, that's just, is that just one piece of paper?
It's
on
one,
top
it's
of
one
a
piece
manila
of paper.
Folder. Okay.
It's one piece of paper.
Cool.
So 718-928-9732 is the number if you listeners want to join in. 718-928-9732. Nathan.
Yes.
I've been doing this very lazy segment on the show.
Okay.
Where I just ask the guest either or questions.
Oh, I like that.
And you have to pick between, you know, the two options I give you, obviously.
I like that.
For a while, I was doing it where I would try and incline with my voice which one I wanted you to pick.
I think I heard that one.
However, these I'm just genuinely curious about your taste.
Okay, I'm still going to try and deduce based on your inflection, because I think, you know, you're emotional guy, Colby, and I like that about you.
Okay, good.
You wear your heart on your sleeve. You're very you're very open.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I'm gonna try and guess which one you're trying to lead me towards.
I will try and be as neutral as possible.
Okay.
With these.
Okay.
Pokemon Gold and Silver or Pokemon Red and Blue. Which one do you think it was?
I don't know. That's hard. That's tricky. I think Pokemon Red and Blue. Pokemon Red and Blue. If only because it's just got a little bit more nostalgia factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me. Gold and Silver is very fun.
They're very good.
Because they have two regions. You finish the Johto region, then you get to go back to Kanto.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they didn't remove any Pokemon, because like in Gen 3 they added so many they had to sort of make a reduced list, but since they only added 100 mm-hmm. on top of the original 150, you got all 250 in there, 252 maybe, because of Mew and Celebi, Cerebi.
Yeah, but then that was, I mean, I feel like that was the best, because it was a twice as long
as long game, which is very
for the same price.
I think it's just going back now. Mm-hmm. Also, I do still own all of the like the cartridges, and because Gold and Silver had like a time component to them where it would change day to night.
Yeah.
Whatever battery was powering that clock has since died, and so it's impossible to create new save files without them immediately getting corrupted when I were to go back and play.
I see.
So I don't know if the if Gold and Silver are available on the store, on the Nintendo store, on the 3DS.
To my knowledge, they are not.
All right. Well, there you go. So it's the one I can play. It's the one I can play now, and that's Pokemon Red and Blue that gives them the edge.
Well, and then these have also since gone out of print, so they cost a lot more now. As they did for the 3DS, they did Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
Yes.
But they updated, you know, the graphics to, you know, what you might see on like Sun and Moon and Black and White. So it's not quite the same.
Well, it's not Sun and Moon quality graphics. It's closer to the Black and White generation.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
because I
Next question. This is one I'm genuinely curious about, so I won't try and wait it either way.
Okay.
Star Trek or Star Wars? It's not easy, right?
Yeah, I think Star Wars.
Oh, here we go. Here's a caller. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, how's it going? I was calling in for to make a correction.
Sure.
Yeah. The Heart Gold, Soul Silver, those graphics are... They're nowhere near Sun and Moon.
Are you jogging?
Nowhere near Sun and Moon.
Yeah, that's what I was... Well, I said that. I corrected Colby.
I heard you guys say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So I started running to the radio station.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and you're... Okay.
I pieced together... I figured I'd save more lives by calling. Well, I just want to make that quick amendment.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right. I apologize for you know, blending the two.
Yeah, that's that's on Colby.
I know that this is some sort of, you know, just for goofs basement show that no one knows about. But you know, we live in a time where we're journalistic ethical standards are being thrown out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
I think it's important to hold yourself accountable to facts.
That's true.
Yeah, a good Samaritan.
is this justice? No.
I'm a listener.
Okay. It's a listener.
I'm just a listener.
Oh wait, I know who it is.
And I got a question for Nate.
Okay.
So
started running to the radio.
I have this Jolly Nature Meganium and I'm running pedal dance on it.
Uh-huh.
Which is great. And frankly, it's about as good a stab move as it's going to learn on its own. But, you know, after two or three turns, the confusion sets in.
Yeah, and that's hard.
I've been running a Lemberry on it, but that's a kind of a, it's an ad hoc. It cures confusion, and then you got to get another fucking Lemberry. So I was wondering if you knew of any permanent hold items that might offset the game's confusion.
No, I mean, Lemberry is going to be the one you gotta use. Why not try getting someone on your team with Sunny Day and doing Solar Beam instead?
I only just now realized you guys are talking about Pokemon.
Ask, Nate.
I'm just saying, if you want a stab move that doesn't cause confusion, I mean, you answered your own question. Is there another hold item that can heal confusion more than...
You sounded like you knew a bunch about Pokemon.
I mean...
There's stuff that's not on the forums yet that maybe you knew about.
Maybe
catch your breath.
Yeah, maybe catch...
I'm gonna take my answer off the air.
Maybe slow down to a trot before yelling at my guest here.
That's a great answer to a question I didn't ask. That's fair. That's fair. You know, it was unasked.
Caller, are you still there? No, he's gone.
Why would you run Jolly on a Meganium? Aren't they special attackers?
This is beyond my knowledge base.
You want to get that speed stat up, but I feel like you're sacrificing.
718-928-9732 is our number. 718-928-9732. We're coming into the back quarter of the show now, so
what,
if you
want meta game is Meganium tiered at this
if
point.
You want to call in,
can't be OU.
Now is the time.
Check it out. I mean, he can just go to Smogon University. Read the forums.
What is that? That's a website.
Yeah, it's a website for building competitive Pokemon teams.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you want to just find out just how wrong you were about the Pokemon you chose to be on your team,
mm-hmm.
it's a good website to go to and just feel pangs of regret.
Now, Nathan, mm-hmm. if you were going to say give a speech, would you want it to be about Pokemon, or would you want to do it about something else?
Oh wow, I don't know. I mean, Pokemon's as good a topic as any. I feel like I know about as much about Pokemon as I know about,
About what?
Anything else.
Okay. Caller?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I actually made it on. Hi, Nathan. I'm a big Time Drossy fan.
Oh, awesome. Hello.
I'm actually the one who wrote your fan fiction.
Your fan fiction?
Oh, wow.
You have fan fiction about you, Nathan?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
My question is, I'm very much like a self-taught artist, and I really want to get more into digital art.
Cool.
Gosh. Sorry, I'm very nervous.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, relax, relax.
Hey, you're among friends.
That's right.
What sort of exercises would you recommend for someone just starting to get into digital art, especially if they are transitioning from traditional?
Ooh, exercises. That implies that I have done exercises. I guess it depends. Like, what are you using to do digital art? Are you using like one of them bamboo tablets, or do you have a
yeah? It's just like a knockoff bamboo tablet.
Cool. Yeah, I guess. I mean, just try and draw the same stuff that you were drawing using traditional mediums, and see how it feels. And it's not going to look as good at first, probably, because just it's a new hand-eye coordination, because you're not looking at the screen you're drawing on. But yeah, I think just keep drawing the stuff you like to draw, and see how it improves over time.
Okay.
Caller, what is your name?
I'm Killia.
What is it?
Killia.
Killia?
K-E-L-I-A.
Did you find out that Nathan was going to be here on Twitter?
I did.
Can you do me a favor and tweet me the link to the fan fiction you wrote about him?
Okay, what's your handle?
It's at Colby J. Smith? See, that's a great question because now I get to plug it for all the other listeners too.
Wow, what a perfect caller.
At Colby J. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Lovely to talk to you, Nathan.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Killia.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Look, if she is any indication, you have the sweetest fans.
They're real nice. They're a real nice bunch.
That's great. Didn't you have, you had like one troll for the Droffy channel?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. If the secret is when starting out, you create you create a call to action. You create a way that a shortcut for people to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone does that, and it buries all of the people being assholes who want to get noticed that way.
Oh, I see. Because
people will do the easiest thing to get noticed, and if you're like, just leave a suggestion for what to draw, it's way easier than coming up with something mean to say.
Yeah.
And so just by sheer volume of comments, all the mean ones make up less of a percent, and then eventually it creates the illusion of a nice community,
right.
And then nice people will join.
And meanwhile, you and Caldwell are monsters.
Yeah. Just the worst. real bad dudes.
All right. Well, 718-928-9732 is our number if you want to call in here on this last 10 or so minutes of the show. In the meantime, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, wow. Do I just start giving a speech? All right. Well, listen, Colby, we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun on the show so far, but I think it's important to remember that, you know, that there's a lot of stuff online about the competitive metagame of Pokemon that can cause you to second-guess your Pokemon choices. There's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of people out there gonna say that your Pokemon choices are, you know, they're not top tier. You're not making the best choices for your team. You've got to EV train. You've got to get better natures. You got to do all this breeding stuff. But honestly, the reason I got into Pokemon is because it's fun. It's about winning battles with your friends. It's about choosing your favorites and making them work for you, and so I don't worry too much about what they say online. Just make the Pokemon team that makes you happy, and try and win with that. And even if you don't win, as long as you're having fun, you're still a winner in my book. How's that?
That was perfect.
It felt really good.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it feel?
It feels everything. Just has so much more gravity.
I know.
It just sounds like I'm being inspiring.
Oh, man. I wish I could give that gift to everyone in the world.
I really appreciate it. Well, just another reason to come on the show.
That's right. 718-928-9732 is the number. 718-928-9732. I want to ask you some more either-or questions in the meantime while we wait on that.
Did Kelia send you the link to the fanfic?
I haven't gotten the notification yet, but let's check. I just opened Venmo instead.
I feel like I didn't give a good answer to her question, but maybe, I don't, I mean, it's just, you just gotta practice.
Here we go.
That's how you get better at drawing.
Oh, she sent it. Kelia?
Just do more, so yeah, I should have asked her what she likes to draw, instead of just saying, draw what you like to draw.
Yeah, Kelia, call back.
It would have made a better conversation.
We want a do-over. It's called Porf Approved Living. Does that mean anything
to
you?
Yeah. Well, okay. Porfo is a character. It's a popular character among the fans.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, is that her? Caller, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi, Kelia.
Hi, Kelia. Sorry, I should have asked. Hi. What do you like to draw?
I like drawing people mostly.
Nice.
I had a very anime style, and I transitioned into a very realistic one, and I'm trying to go back into a more cartoony thing to try and expand.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's great. I'd recommend trying to draw cartoon characters that you like the design of, and seeing just by drawing them what elements of the design feel right when you draw them.
Okay.
And I mean, just like warming up, just draw a bunch of parallel lines and circles and see how those look. That's sort of a good warm up technique that I've seen animators do.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't normally give advice, so I'm I'm not great at it, because it assumes that I know what I'm talking about, which I don't really. But I appreciate you asking, regardless. But yeah, I think just it's all muscle memory. So the more you do it, the better you'll get.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a neat warm up idea.
Yeah.
Did you get the link?
Yes, I got the link. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
What are your favorite like cartoon styles right now? You said you started with like an anime style. What shows do you like?
Gosh, right now I just kind of really got into Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Oh, cool. I've been
meaning
to check that show out.
I'd say it's pretty good. It's worth a watch.
One of our recent podcast guests used to board on that show. Caldwell's current board partner at Disney, Cheyenne Curtis, used to do character design for Star, and I think she even drew herself into the show. Could be wrong about that, but yeah.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel like I'm monopolizing your time.
Oh, stop it!
No,
you stop that.
This is great.
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so try and draw designs from cartoons that I like, parallel lines and circles. Understand, it's not going to look that good, assuming it looks good in traditional mediums.
Yeah, it's going to be a process. Enjoy the process. Save your work so you can see how you improved over time.
I will say that I really like watching Drawfy, like watching you guys draw.
Oh, thanks.
It looks really nice, you know, whatever you do.
Aw, thanks so much.
Just being able to watch all the individual lines get put on the page one after the other and what it turns into is, you know, really interesting. And I think, you know, if anyone else out there is listening, you should check it out. I think it's a good resource.
Yes, definitely check out Drawfy.
Oh my gosh, thanks so much. Hell yeah.
Kelia, thank you so much for calling. That's such a great note to start to wind the show down on.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Have a good rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I waved. I did a wave.
I didn't notice. Here is the summary of the fan fiction.
Okay.
Caldwell knew there was nothing to be done. The fate was inevitable, to be consumed by the monster he created.
Oh, this is a good one.
An odd sense of calm enveloped him as he was enveloped by his most magnificent... By this most magnificent of creatures he was party to empowering. He presses send on his final tweet and lets himself go. And then we get chapter one build-up. This is long.
It's very long. It's very long. It's very good.
I can't wait to read the whole thing.
It takes place sort of... out of sequence. There's a lot of stuff going on with the storytelling. People in different locations. There's it's great. It involves this character that we created who looks like a sort of like an adorable little, I guess, Adventure Timey in sort of design.
Okay.
Guy, but he's also sort of got this Lovecraftian horror element to him in that he's known as the Devourer, and he's an insatiable appetite.
Oh my god.
And there's a whole bunch of lore around Porfo, and it's fun because he's very easy to draw, and so you can just sort of... We always end our Twitch streams by drawing a Porfo.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Very
and,
cool.
Yeah, it's a real good group.
Good.
It's a real good group of viewers, and they have fun. They have fun with each other. They have fun with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
Well, you know what? It's time to start ending the show.
Oh, wow.
Now.
The time just flew by.
It really did. It really did fly by.
Did you have any more either or questions?
I had more. You want to do them rapid fire?
Yeah, I'll do rapid
one
fire.
One of them is just kind of a joke to you.
Okay.
This is the either or. The Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh.
Or all anime.
Wow. Don't make me choose.
I would never. I'm not going to make
you. Don't make me choose.
I'm not going to do that.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is included in all anime, so I'd have to go with all anime.
Okay. See, another question I was going to ask you was something you think people should check out that doesn't get enough love. Is that the one?
JoJo Bizarre Adventure gets a fair amount of love, okay. But people should check it out anyway if they have it. If they're on the fence, just watch it. It's such a treat.
It's on Amazon?
I don't know what. It's on Crunchyroll.
I don't know.
Crunchyroll is a anime streaming service.
Is it month, like a monthly subscription?
Yeah, it's a monthly subscription.
Another monthly subscription.
Yeah, you got to get another one. Or just, you know, get it, torrent it. I don't know.
I don't sanction what Nathan just said.
I don't sanction what I just said either.
Final one. Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones? I have a feeling I know the answer here.
I mean, yeah, I gotta go Game of Thrones because mm-hmm. it's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
It's yeah. what I Lord of the Rings, great. Put on the third movie director's cut if you want to kill like 8 hours or whatever. Yeah. It's beautiful. Peter Jackson did a great job. Hobbit sort of lowers Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
in my mind.
That's true.
But Game of Thrones last season was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really enjoyable.
It was real good. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, whenever it finally comes
Whenever off. It comes back.
Well, we got to wrap up now. Okay. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I especially want to thank you for coming down, Nathan. This was
so much fun.
Very fun.
Oh, we got one more call. Oh, hurry. Caller, wrap real quick.
Hey, Colby.
Who is this?
It's John and Kintad. Did you guys have a good show?
We did. Did you guys call in to plug Glengarry Glen Escalator on March 21st at the pit that I'm in, too?
Sure we did. You're in that, aren't you?
Yeah.
How was Toronto?
It was cold and everyone's nice.
The shows were good?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay. All right. Bye. These guys. Bye. Thank you, guys. Okay.
They're on a sketch team called Big Britches. They're very good. Book them on your shows, check them out, book them for your birthday parties, everything. They're just getting back from Toronto Sketch Fest. Nathan Yaffe was here.
Yeah.
You can find him on Twitter at Nathan Yaffe.
Yeah.
ATNATHANYAFFE. You can find me on Twitter at Colby J. Smith, as I mentioned earlier. We'll be back next week with another teammate of ours, Jenny Gorlick. Stay tuned for Points of Order. Video ain't killing this radio star, baby. We got a quick out. Talk next week.